It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, Hunter, you big idiot. It's time for the podcast. What are you doing? Quit horsing around.
Working.
You are not working.
I am. I have stuff going on this
weekend, and
I'm getting things together.
Oh, you're doing your DJ stuff on Plan B Morning Show time.
Absolutely.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay.
How do you think I passed high school? I did work at English for math.
You didn't do anything in high school.
Yeah, that's true.
What was your GPA? Do you remember what it was?
My GPA was, 2.9?
2.9? I think I got like a
3.11.
I think mine when I graduated was like 2.9.
That's not bad, is it?
No, it's at 3.0 is like B average.
Right.
So you were like a C B student.
Yeah.
That was too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. Look where we're at now.
I mean, right. Right.
Look what we've become. Oh man. Anyway, it is Friday. It is the Plan B After Show podcast, which means it's time for five facts, five opinions. Yes.
Here we go.
I love doing this.
Hopefully they're not shitty facts. Like
dude,
this.
You
last been, week was good.
I haven't had shitty facts in like 3 weeks, well, man.
They're not yours.
And they're not even my facts.
I know,
yeah. Why don't you shut up?
All right, they better be good.
Here we go. The first one is a presidential one.
Oh my God. Every time.
All right, here we go. Fact number one, opinion number one. JFK didn't push to get to the moon because he cared about space exploration. All he was worried about was beating the Russians. We all knew that one. It was called the space race.
Yeah, sweet fact, bro.
So do you believe in the moon landing?
Yeah.
So you don't think it was faked?
I mean,
you don't
think it was? I think I did like a high school project on it. Yeah, I do.
They didn't have the technology to fake it back then. Yeah. I really don't. And honestly, getting up there, I do. If I were to get any kind of conspiracy theorist, I would say, why haven't we been back? Why haven't we done more with the moon?
Because there's nothing there.
And that's probably it. But there's got to be
their
like
excuse. Isn't
there's got to be like metals and like minerals up there, don't
I
you
think?
Think
Elon Musk is doing a thing right now. He's putting together a team to go to the moon.
I always thought it'd be cool to have like could take a ship up to the moon.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe space travel isn't quite where it needs to be.
You just want to have sex on the moon.
Damn right,
I know where you're getting.
Not even have sex. I just want to shoot a load off in the moon.
Jeez, dude.
And just watch it float.
I think Neil did that already.
Did he? Did he pop? I wonder if they did pop one off on the moon.
It is. It's on Pornhub.
Can you pop? Jesus.
Why don't they just go back and take a picture of the flag from 1969?
What if it's not there?
Then
what if an alien took it?
Maybe. Well,
Dark Side of the Moon. That's where the Transformers were at.
Which kind of blew my mind recently. I always thought the moon rotated.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't. There's always this dark side of the moon. Like there's a part of the moon that
moon
that,
rotates.
Does it?
Yeah, the moon rotates. It doesn't just sit non-rotating. It spins while it spins around us.
You sure? Because I think there's a side of the moon that never faces the Earth.
Does the moon rotate?
On its axis.
The moon orbits the Earth once every 27.32 days. It also takes approximately 27 days for the moon to rotate. Once on its axis.
Oh, okay. So it's really slow.
It's really slow. Yeah.
So we've seen the dark side of the moon is face the Earth.
And you know the dark side of the moon too is like super cold, like negative like 5 million.
Yeah.
How cold?
5 million.
Cold is the
Jesus. Where are you getting these numbers?
Dark side of the moon.
The moon's a crazy thing, man.
All right. The moon's surface temperatures can reach 260 degrees Fahrenheit. When the sun goes down, it can dip to minus 280 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. It's cold, bro.
That'll freeze your balls right off.
Right off, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the whole moon thing. It's you know,
I just feel like I always thought
it's an easy answer. Just go back and take a picture. Do a live feed or something.
Yeah, it's weird. Unless it just doesn't make sense for us. Or
and
what?
Why wouldn't America just like put you know,
but
let's
it seems,
just put it to rest.
It seems like it's a lot to get up there, you know?
I mean, we're talking about freaking space travel.
I know,
bro.
And we're whatever, just go up there.
We're here in a studio talking trash.
But don't you think we have, like, can't we, like, pinpoint it, like, with a telescope at this point?
You'd think the Hubble could get a pretty damn
like a pretty
good,
decent shot of
I
it.
I mean, dude.
And they
the
do
Hubble,
say the flag is white now because of radiation.
Radiation, yeah. Right. But, dude, I mean, the Hubble up there, I think they're making a new one. that they're putting up in space. That, dude, you could see like Jesus himself.
That's what I mean. You get one in space that's even closer in our orbit, and then you match it up. I don't know. Maybe it's just, or don't you think we could just send a rocket up there to just, I mean, don't even land, just find where it was.
I think they just released a recent picture of Jupiter, dude, and it's just freaking unbelievable.
Oh, dude, it's nuts. You know, dude, space is crazy. It almost doesn't seem real.
It's one of those things that you'd stare at the picture for a while, and you're like, dude, that thing is fucking real.
Yeah, that's in space.
That is out there floating around.
And it looks like a drawing. It looks like something out of,
I mean, that just, granted, I was probably stoned at the time, but sit there and think about it for like 2 hours. Like, dude, it just blows my mind,
man.
It
does. It should blow everybody's mind because it's nuts. Oh, not such a bad presidential fact after all, huh, Hunter?
Kind
of. All right, fact number two, opinion number two. Vikings didn't wear helmets with horns. It comes from a performance of Richard Wagner's opera, The Ring, in 1876. The costume designer made horned helmets for the Vikings in the show, and that image stuck.
I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth. That's all I think about when I see those horns.
Yeah. That or the Bugs Bunny, and I think that's what they're playing off of is that one right there. There you go. I know, but they're like
Minnesota Vikings, not even real, bro.
Dude, it's just like the fortune cookie. Mm-hmm. Some guy made it up, and now it's a part of the culture. Like, nope, this is a part of your ancestry now.
I did see the beginning of the movie Gladiator the other day, and there are Vikings in that, right?
I think so.
Because they got the horn helmets.
Is that who they're fighting? Like wildlings, like Vikings, stuff like that. Yeah.
So that wasn't even real, bro.
Vikings were badass, dude. They were crazy. And they were actually very clean.
Really?
Like they would, you know, like bathing was a regular. It wasn't like, you know.
I mean, that's where the word barbarian comes from, right? Vikings?
No, I think barbarians were a little bit different.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're kind of Viking-esque,
weren't
they?
Yeah, I mean, Vikings, barbarians, you know, Mongols, right? Is it Mongols?
They took our women. it's Pat flipping us off.
You know how many ancestors Attila the Hun has? Dude, because he banged everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, here, I'm going to look that up real quick.
That's another weird thing. Thinking about people.
How many ancestors?
Thinking about people having sex back in the day. Just must have been just ruthless.
Why?
You know, I don't know, because women probably didn't have zero rights. They probably, I mean, think about it.
I know Greek women had a lot of, I mean, they could vote. They could, you know.
Really?
Yeah. They had a lot. I don't think it's as crazy as we think. I'm sure there was.
I mean, they're definitely not swiping on Tinder, you know, hooking up.
1 in 200 men, direct descendant of Genghis Khan. That's it. Genghis Khan had a ton.
Sounds serious.
Dude, he 1 out of 2. That's a lot of banging.
Yeah.
Dude. That's crazy.
Barbarian.
Right. Granted, I'm sure there was a lot of raping and pillaging. Yeah. He killed so many people that it actually caused a shift in the ozone.
Really?
Yeah. He killed so many people during his conquest that it actually caused like the earth, like the CO to drop in the earth. Dude,
just like think about that.
Yeah.
It happened.
Just some guys
just slaying. How do you sleep at night?
Slaying men and slaying ass.
Yeah.
Jesus. Fact number three, opinion number three. Before Kurt Vonnegut was a famous author, he worked at Sports Illustrated, but he got fired quickly when he was supposed to write an article about a racehorse that escaped and only wrote one sentence: "The horse jumped over the fucking fence." Nice. What has he written? I don't know. Kurt, is it Vonnegut? Vonnegut.
I have no idea who that is.
Jesus. He's dead now. He died in 2007.
Yeah.
There's got to be books. There we go, books.
Right, nothing good. We don't
letters.
Know. Chicken noodle soup for the soul.
It's Slaughterhouse 5. That was a big one.
Huh.
Outside of Slaughterhouse 5.
That fact sucked.
Fact number four, opinion number four. The late fashion designer Kate Spade was David Spade's sister-in-law.
There you go.
Yeah, she just died not terribly long ago. Speaking of David Spade, I've been telling you, dude, his new show, Lights Out, with David Spade, dude, it's fucking awesome. I love it. The writing is amazing. The stand-up is awesome. The
Comedy Central?
Dude, the skits are killer. Yeah, it's great. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube. Look up David Spade, Lights Out, and it's awesome. You'll love it. And I just feel like he's gotten better. Like, his stand-up's always been good,
yeah,
but
I kind of feel like it's just over time, like, he's evolved into his own thing, you know? Like, he's more, I don't want to say confidence, because he's always been confident, I think, but he's going with the times,
you
for sure.
Forget how much, like, because he was overshadowed by Spade, or by Farley mm-hmm. and Sandler mm-hmm. on SNL, mm-hmm. but he's been in movies, his own movies, really good movies, Joe Dirt, all that stuff.
Spin City,
He wasn't in Spin City. Just Shoot Me.
Just Shoot Me?
He wasn't on Spin City either. Michael J. Fox. But Just Shoot Me, Rules of Engagement. God, what else is he? He's been in like a bunch of hit shows mm-hmm. too. So yeah.
He's a funny dude.
I love David Spade. He's great. We saw him do stand-up. Yeah. It was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Lastly, another presidential fact.
Oh, awesome.
The first assassination attempt on a president happened in 1835 when a guy named Richard Lawrence tried to shoot Andrew Jackson, but his gun jammed and Jackson beat him up with his cane.
Wow.
You know, Andrew Jackson won a gun duel?
Really?
Isn't that fucking crazy? One of our presidents was in a duel and won.
I heard duels weren't a thing.
No, they were.
Like the old cowboy duels, the gun battle?
There's been actual documented duels and like dueling pistols, but I think they made it seem like it happened all the time.
I heard it was a thing of the movies.
Like actual.
Like gun duels, like old cowboys walking out of the saloon. Hey, we're going to do a duel.
Did cowboys.
I heard it like there was no such thing.
Really have gunfight, have duels. Here we go.
Yeah, what's it say?
The most notable and well-known took place in the state territories of Arizona, New Mexico, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. Actual gunfights in the Old West were very rare, very few and far between. But when gunfights did occur, the cause. So that I think maybe we feel like, oh, everybody, oh, you got tobacco on my boot.
Yeah, like
you
every Friday night there was a gun duel.
So that's what it was. And if that was the case, it would be, you know.
Can you imagine living back then, man, going through those swinging doors and just getting like a bottle of booze and playing some poker, flipping tables, shooting guns in the air?
Yeah.
That's probably all bullshit too, but.
Yeah, so here, dueling has become outdated in the North since the early 19th century. Dueling in the U.S. was not uncommon in the South and West, even after 1859.
I mean, dude, you ride up on your horse, you tie your horse off. You go into the saloon, just get tanked.
Yeah, everyone's
and then your horse just takes you home.
Everyone's just drinking whiskey,
like
and,
straight up, like rubbing alcohol. Probably.
And you know, here's the other thing I look about is even if you got a high tolerance, which there was drunks, but think about being out on the range where you didn't have a lot of whiskey.
Yeah.
You come back, you probably don't have a ton of food in your stomach.
No,
and you're just taking a shot of
just getting smashed. Woo! I mean, they, was it all just whiskey? Do they have beers? Do they have? I mean. Yeah, Budweiser and whiskey.
Yeah, you know? Yes, exactly. They did have beer, obviously, but I mean, getting like cold beer,
yeah.
That had to be hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
Ice being shipped in.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way ice was a thing in the Old West.
Well, there was an ice guy, wasn't there?
There was
a guy with the ice truck. He'd come in there with the, remember the large ice
picks?
Yeah,
the big bricks. But getting that out to the West, I mean, hold on. Did they have ice in the Wild West? Johnny, you came in at a perfect time.
Johnny's just we're talking about the big things. On his face.
Commercial ice making machines. Hold on. Commercial ice making machines had been invented as early as 1854, but they weren't in common use or practical for domestic situations. Refrigerators and
see, you know, I know this because the Three Stooges did a show. Episode on it.
Million Ways to Die in the West. Too. Really, have you ever seen that one?
Dude, have you ever, like, back in the day, being ice delivery was a big thing. That was a good job.
Oh yeah.
And how they used to get the big ice blocks, like these big saws that they would fucking saw out,
yeah.
And then like that was a real thing.
Yeah.
Dude.
And then you have that massive ice pick. That yep. Would poof, grab it, and I think they would just throw it on his shoulder.
How fast of a turnaround that
that's
had to
why,
be.
That's why the icebergs are going away.
Yeah. From ice machines.
From all those ice companies, man.
You mother.
Taking all our ice.
You motherfucker.
Comes in and drops the mic.
Good God.
You're Johnny. Welcome. He came in on the last fact.
He did. He nailed it. He nailed it. So there you go. So we got ice machines and presidents and what else did we talk about? The moon.
I'll tell you what, though. Those ice machines from 1850 are worth a lot of money on Pawn Stars now.
Haven't had an ice machine since...
I got one.
Dude, well, you got the countertop one, and that's what I need to get. Or
you have
one
countertop
in your...
ice machine?
Yeah, well, I have two of them. I got the countertop, and then I have the actual one that's like a...
Inside the fridge, right?
It's like a mini fridge. But it's just ice.
It's just, geez. Yeah. What kind of hoity-toity life you got going on?
You know what it was? My buddy works at Whirlpool.
It's gold-plated.
It was supposed to go to my dad's shop because he doesn't have ice in his fridge.
Okay.
And it just sat in my shed for like 2 years. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to hook it up.
And I'm going to tell your dad.
He knows. He helped me hook it up.
Oh, Big God. Steve.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
You know what? No, what's going to happen, though, is his dad's going to be like, hey, you never got me that, but let me look at it for a little bit, and I'm going to create. Your dad is like the Tim the Toolman Taylor of things, and he'll just be like, I'm going to make an ice machine, and it's going to be better.
You can say, hey, give me ice, and he'll shoot ice across the room right
boom,
in your glass.
Right in your cup.
Oh! That one hit me in the chest.
It's a All big right. Steve ice machine.
An icicle maker. That's what he needs.
An ice pick.
Yeah. Ice knife.
Nice. It's the perfect weapon.
It is.
It melts.
It's true.
No fingerprints.
Yep,
bro.
As I want to murder Hunter.
I'm fashioning my ice knife.
Let's wait till first snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is going to happen.
She's going to be a bloody mess.
Right in the...
He's just going to reach out of the studio window and just grab an ice stick.
You know? Hey, Brock, stand here.
Yeah, right here. Right, no, right there.
Right there.
Perfect.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes. All right, that's going to do it. We're going to wrap this up. Where it gets worse. Five facts, five opinions on a Friday. Don't forget to explore more on the website where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you guys next time.
Boom goes the dynamite.